Doc Wallach with us this hour from criticalhealthnews.com. And we're going to come back in a moment and take the rest of your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach. Doc Wallach and, of course, Pharmacist Ben pop on every 3 weeks or so as they talk about health-related issues that are affecting so many people. They're with criticalhealthnews.com, and I invite you all to go up there and spend some time at least a couple times a week looking at that website, because it's changing all the time with new information and everything else. Doc, of course, the goal is for people to get off prescriptions. We always tell them, do not stop cold turkey, work with your doctor. But what do people do when, you know, because obviously some meds are good for some people and they can't just get off them. What do people do?
Okay, well, they need to get a hold of the book, Let's Play Doctor. It teaches people how to do their own tests. And so I agree with you. People need to reduce their medication by the numbers instead of just cold turkey. For instance, one of the easier ones, of course, is type 2 diabetes, because they're taught to manage their blood sugar and manage their meds based on their blood sugar levels. If blood sugar goes down, you need less meds. Blood sugar goes up, you need more meds. So you can go to a pharmacy without a prescription and get the same test strips doctors will use in their office for a $2,000 physical. You can get the same test strips for $1.50 a piece for blood, for urine, the equivalent of a colonoscopic exam. And if you find that your blood sugar is up, and so you're on medication already, you stay there and you add our healthy blood sugar pack. For instance, I would give start with a healthy blood sugar pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. And then in a couple of days, to check your blood sugar again. You're just still taking your medication. And now instead of 240, it's down to, say, 200. That's good, and you might be able to reduce your medication, by 1 or 2 points. And then in 4 or 5 days, you test it again as another test strip. And so your blood sugar now is like at 140, and you can cut your medication by another 10, 15, 20%. Another week, your blood sugar, say, is 90. You're not a diabetic anymore. You're an ex-diabetic, and you're able to either get down to minimum medication or no medication at all based on what the doctor has taught you. And the beauty of this is, George, there's no information on your permanent medical record. It's not going to give you a designation of having a, quote, pre-existing condition, unquote. It will not impact your that information that you put in your own records will not impact your monthly premiums, your health insurance, or your deductibles. If you get that on
your record,
suddenly now your premiums will triple. Your deductibles go from $600 to $6,000 a month or any time you use it because you have a pre-existing condition. So you want to do as much as you can yourself and not get it on your permanent record. And again, the book Let's Play Doctor teaches you how to deal with 900 different diseases, George. Diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, Alzheimer's disease, things like hemorrhoids, obviously diarrhea, constipation, and you can find out if you have any blood in your bowel movement, with these test strips and things. And so there's a lot of stuff you can do yourself. You can do your own parasite examination. The book teaches you how to do that.
And it's inexpensive, too.
What, the book, $20?
Yeah, the book and the test strips.
Well, the test strips are $1.50 a piece. So if you do your three tests, like once a week, that's $4.50.
It's cheaper than going to a doctor all the time.
Well, yeah, and safer, too. I don't know if you know this, but just a year ago, Johns Hopkins Hospital and Medical School in Baltimore, Maryland, very famous, very well-respected, they're doing a big study on the number of things and what things cause death in Americans. Number three was simple mistakes in hospitals each year by medical doctors
in America. Over-prescribing everything.
Everything, and just simple procedural mistakes each year, according to Johns Hopkins. I'm just repeating their data published, okay? 251,000 people they kill. So every 4 years, by simple mistakes in hospitals, they kill 1 million people. They don't even get an OSHA ticket. So why would you want to go there for a test you can do yourself for $1.50 with no risk?
Back to the phones. First time caller Dan in Alexandria, Louisiana is with us. Hey, Dan, go ahead, sir.
Yes, I've been diagnosed with Crohn's, and I take a Humira drug, and I was wanting to know what things should, do y'all have that maybe help that, or and what shouldn't I be having?
Okay, a couple of questions here, Dan. How much do you weigh?
270.
270. How tall are you, sir?
6 foot.
Six foot.
Yeah, I'd say you're about, maybe 70 pounds overweight, right? Do you have any other issues, high blood pressure, diabetes?
No, none of that.
Any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No.
Okay, any respiratory stuff, asthma, bronchitis, COPD?
No, I'm good on all that.
Okay, so your main problem is weight and Crohn's disease.
Right.
Okay, well, Crohn's disease is a condition of the colon. It's caused by a gluten intolerance, okay? Gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. So the first thing you have to do is change your diet. Everybody in your household, the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish, spouse, partner, renter, roommate, mom, dad, kids, everybody's got to be gluten-free in the house. Otherwise, you're not gluten-free because it'll be cross-contamination in the washer and dryer, the food preparation services, the couches, the bed, the rugs, and so forth. And Crohn's disease is a form of colitis caused by contact with gluten, which comes from wheat, barley, rye, and oats. So everybody in the household and anybody you're in physical contact with must have a gluten-free life. No wheat, no barley, rye, no oats. Some people try and sell you gluten-free oats, but there are no such things as gluten-free oats. The gluten in oats is called gliadin. And even if you call a bullet a projectile, it will still kill you. So even if you call gluten gliadin, it's still going to kill you. Okay? So you got to get off all this bad stuff. The wheat, the barley, rye, and oats, no fried foods, no processed meats. And these things are hidden in everything. And so you need to read labels very carefully. In fact, there's one kind of bar about the size of a graham cracker. It also has a bar, looks like a little Baby Ruth-sized bar in shape. And it's in big gold letters in the labels. It says gluten-free. The first ingredient is whole oats, so it's not gluten-free. It's got gliadin, which is like saying, I can shoot myself in the head with a projectile. It's not a bullet. Okay, same thing. So you got to stay away from that. Then at 270 pounds, I would get rid of, again, all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, all the glutens. And I would take three of the Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month. One full dose of everything at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And within anywhere from a week to 10 days, you're going to see some benefit. In a month's time, you're going to see some real benefit. And usually within 60 to 90 days, your Crohn's disease will be gone. Your body wants to heal itself, and the avoidance of gluten will help you heal and eliminate the Crohn's disease. Crohn's disease can kill you, okay?
Sure can.
Karen Carpenter, you know, the lady part of the Carpenters, a great singing couple, brother and sister, she died of a ruptured colon because she had Crohn's disease for many years, and she just couldn't give up the gluten, and it wound up killing her.
Gosh. We have texts and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Doc?
This one from Janice in Anaheim. Please ask Doc if there are any health benefits to drinking prune juice.
Prune juice, Doc.
Well, prune juice is classically a kind of a home remedy for constipation. Okay, you get a little bit of vitamin C and that kind of stuff from it. And, of course, we have it's got a lot of sugar in it. So if you're a diabetic, it's not for you. If you have reactive hypoglycemia and you get sleepy after you eat sugar, that's not for you. So we have a bowel stool softener, okay, called Herbal Rainforest. It has 12 classic cleansing herbs, including Cascara Sagrada and Taraxacum. It also has a 78 plant minerals, and it will give you a comfortable bowel movement every day without, and, you know, there's no sugar added, so there's no risk of dealing or causing any problems with a diabetic or somebody with hypoglycemia and that kind of stuff. So if you have need of a bowel softener, I would go with the Herbal Rainforest as opposed to the prunes.
Donna is in Everett, Washington. Hi, Donna. Go ahead.
Hi. George, I just love your program. I've been listening to you and Art Bell for years.
Thank you, Donna. Yeah.
And Dr. Wallach, I have a very dear friend who has cirrhosis of the liver, and she's had to have a number of paracentesis, can't pronounce it right.
Yeah, and you're pulling food out of her belly because you're getting edema. Huh?
Yeah, and she's doing much better right now. She hasn't had a lot of fluid coming back into her abdomen. but she just recently had to have an operation on her right carotid artery because it was almost completely
blocked,
closed with plaque.
Sure. Okay, how much does she weigh?
She weighs only 132 pounds, and she's 5'7".
Okay, so
she's not that bad, Doc. Not
that bad. Yeah, she's slim. Well, cirrhosis of the liver, I've dealt with literally thousands of people with cirrhosis of the liver. And, of course, it can be fatal, okay? And we're starting to see cirrhosis of the liver in, like, one-year-old kids and three-year-old kids, okay?
Oh, my.
Because it's caused by deficiencies of nutrients, okay? The liver does a lot of work for you, and if you're deficient in nutrients, one of the things that it does is it gets scar tissue, cirrhosis of the liver. And it can be mixed with fatty liver. You can have gallbladder problems and bile duct problems and so forth. And so we like to get rid of, again, all the bad foods that are going to cause pressure on the liver, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. And then at 132 pounds, I would have her take one healthy brain and heart pack per month, get another bottle of our selenium so she can take six of those a day. One bottle of selenium comes with the healthy brain and heart pack. So I want her to get another bottle by itself so she can take a total of six a day, two with each meal. The liver loves selenium. Selenium is the best friend of your liver, and it will help it. But she's got to avoid the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, all the glutens. And, of course, for the block arteries, when people have plaque in the arteries, whether it's in the carotid, the coronary arteries, the brain arteries, the kidney arteries, and you get stents and bypasses done, you have plaque in all your arteries. It doesn't just occur in one artery.
Right. It's everywhere, isn't it?
It's everywhere. And, of course, I've actually published articles on plaque in the arteries of wild sheep from the Atlas Mountains of North Africa. Where in the heck did they, you know, get the inflammation of the arteries? And they weren't getting cholesterol, so where did that happen? And what was happening, they were being in a zoo just 2 months. They were fed mixed grain, which included wheat, which was in a metal barn during the summertime. The wheat germ oil oxidized, turned into trans fats, caused the inflammation, and causes plaque. 98% plaque and blockage in the arteries, coronary arteries of these two wild sheep in the zoo, okay? And it was written up in 1970. And, of course, it showed very clearly that plaque in the arteries is not caused by cholesterol. It's caused by inflammation, by fats and oils that actually get oxidized. So she needs to get rid of all that bad stuff. Then again, that one healthy brain and heart pack, the extra selenium, and let's see here. I would also give her the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. I would get her two bottles so she could take two, three times a day or three twice a day. The purpose here is to support healthy blood pressure, but also to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And I've had people who've had 75% of their livers surgically removed because it was so filled with scar tissue, squeezing all her bile ducts and causing jaundice and all that kind of stuff. And we changed the diet, got rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, got her on the nutrients we just described for your friend. And just a couple of months' time, she regrew her whole liver, and she had two-thirds of her liver removed surgically over a period of years. And she actually comes to meetings. She's in New York and comes to meetings and tells her testimony. Okay. And, her name is Elaine, and she's just a great, great lady. But I do this all over the world. The liver wants to heal itself. It has a great healing response. And so your friend is in a position where if she does these things and avoids the bad stuff, she can actually heal her liver.
But you only have one liver, Doc. You got to make it work.
Yeah, that's right. Live with liver.
So Eloy writes that his wife is taking lisinopril, 20 milligrams for high blood pressure, and also a statin drug for cholesterol, and he simply asks, is this good for her health?
No. Okay. Statin drugs, when you use statin drugs and you stay away from cholesterol, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease. If it's a woman, she's going to have menopause and all kinds of hormonal problems, adrenal exhaustion. If it's a male, he'll have low T and ED.
Yeah, low cholesterol is worse than high cholesterol, isn't it?
Well, high cholesterol is very good. It makes you sexy.
Well, doesn't it clog up your arteries?
No. No, absolutely not. I'm the one that proved it's caused by plugging your arteries, plaque in your arteries, George, is caused by inflammation as a result of oxidized oils. We're talking olive oil, coconut oil, MCT oils, mayonnaise, others, and cooking oils, all those are your worst enemies, okay, because they oxidize and turn into trans fats, heterocyclamines. Another one that's bad is microwave popcorn. Microwave popcorn, this is from the CDC.
I know, you told us that last time. That scared the heck out of us.
Yeah, it causes heart attacks in 50,000 kids under the age of 12 each year. 20,000 of them die from plaque in the arteries from the microwave popcorn.
If you want, is that
popcorn,
because of the saturated fats they put in there, or what?
No, it's from, they use a margarine, kind of, you know, in there. When microwave gets it, it causes the heat and causes.
Well, what if they used real butter?
Well, here's the way to do it: get an air popper, air pop your popcorn, melt butter, salted butter, and then pour the melted salted butter on top of the air pop popcorn. You're safe.
And you're ready to go.
Ready to go.
Interesting take. All right, let's go to Walter in Pennsylvania. Hey, Walt, go ahead.
Hi, George. As usual, it's always great to be on with you, George.
Hey, Walter, how are things? Everything good?
Good. George, I got a lot of respect for Doc Wallach, but I was telling Tom, I don't think that you can boil down aberrant behavior and, you know, do a biochemical litmus test or a hair test now. I majored in biology chemistry in college. I was pre-med. I think I mentioned that to you, George.
Yeah.
Now, I know one of the standard compounds that's prescribed for anti-depression and aberrant behavior in this country is dilithium sulfate, which supports what Doc Wallach says. Now, George, the Fort Hood shooter was a trained psychiatrist. Now, you know, you would think he would have known whether he had enough lithium in his system. Now, he allowed himself to be brainwashed into radical Islam. So, and George, I heard that the Sandy Hook shooter was, you know, he was only 5'2 or 5'3, was a little guy, and he was always teased about his height, you know. So,
and that, and he also killed his own mother.
Yeah, right, George. Well, you know, and they say, well, you know, the psychiatrist said, well, you know, he was trying, this was his way of finally being a quote-unquote big man. Now, George, like I say, George, I don't think we can boil it down to, you know, a litmus test. Now, I read, you know, I think Doc Wallach might be interested in the statistics I read. I read, George, where every day in this country, we consume 100 acres of pizza. Now, now, certainly Doc Wallach might, you know, I mean, he talks about gluten and it ruins the cilia in the small intestine, and obviously it prevents your absorption, you know, whatnot.
Well, let's find out, Doc. Is pizza good for you, Doc?
Well, I like the pizza that's made with the cauliflower instead of wheat, you know, the pizza crust.
Okay.
It's gluten-free. And there's only one thing better than one pizza with a gluten-free crust, and that's two pizzas with gluten-free crust. And, of course, I do eat that quite a bit. I eat a lot of sushi with rice and salmon and that kind of stuff. I eat mostly like an Asian, but I do like my gluten-free pizza, and I particularly like the cauliflower crust. They do a very good job of that. The only caveat is that it really should be cooked in a oven that is used only for gluten-free pizza, you know, or baked sweet potatoes. It can't be used for regular pizza.
Interesting. Stay with us, Doc. We've got to take a break, but we'll come back and talk more and take final phone calls. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for help, 1-855-949-7234. Next hour, Lisa Smart joins us with her work, Words at the Threshold, What We Say as We're Nearing Death. And it's an amazing series of works that she's been doing. We're going to come back in a moment with Doc Wallach and final phone calls as well. He's from criticalhealthnews.com. If you haven't been to the website, do so. I want to crash the server. criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. We are back with our final segment with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, and let's go right to the calls to get as many people in this segment as we can. West of the Rockies, Michelle is in Arizona. Go ahead, Michelle. You're on with Doc Wallach.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you.
Doc Wallach, I wanted to ask you, I'm 51 years old, and I've had crippling depression all my life. And some years ago, my antidepressants quit working, and a couple of years ago, I tapered off them completely. But a chiropractor friend of mine, she said, why don't you look into what's called pyroluria? And I wanted to ask you your thoughts on pyroluria. And also, could depression be a metabolic disorder? What are your thoughts?
I apologize. I don't know what pyroluria is.
Well, it has to do a little bit with what we've been talking about off and on through the segment. Actually, just coincidentally, it's about pyroluria is a genetically determined chemical imbalance involving hemoglobin synthesis focused around unbound copper.
Okay. Well, hemoglobin synthesis, of course, is done in the bone marrow, okay? And certainly if you have deficiencies of certain nutrients, your bone marrow will not be able to make hemoglobin, okay, and you'll be anemic. And so I always go to, especially when people have depression and things like that. Let me ask you a couple of quick questions here. Do you have any tinnitus or ringing in the ears?
Yes.
Okay, I already know what your problem is. I'll ask you one more question here just to confirm it. Do you have any vertigo when you get up in the morning or during the day or in the evening? Do you have any vertigo?
Yes, I've had that for years.
Okay, I know what your problem is. You have osteoporosis of the skull, which can cause terrible migraine headaches, and, of course, squeezes all 12 of your cranial nerves, and you wind up with 25 different diseases, okay? And so when you have osteoporosis of the skull, you also have osteoporosis of your vertebrae and all your long bones and everything. And when you have osteoporosis of your long bones, the bone marrow cavity gets filled up with scar tissue, which squeezes the cells that actually make hemoglobin and red blood cells. So it's not unusual for people to be anemic. You can have low white blood cell count. You can have low platelets. How much do you weigh?
I got her on hold, Doc. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So let's say per 100 pounds of body weight here, Michelle, I would take one healthy brain and heart pack per month. Let's say you weigh 150 to 200. I'd have you take two healthy brain and heart packs per month. I'd have you take three vitamin D3 capsules twice a day. That's two bottles a month. I'd have you take our MSM tablets, three of those twice a day. That's one bottle a month, or big bottles. And the MSM is designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. Very important here, connective tissue, which is the bone matrix, as well as bone itself. And this will open up that bone marrow cavity and allow the cells that make red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets to function. Take the pressure off those 12 pairs of cranial nerves. The tinnitus, ringing in the ears, goes away. The vertigo goes away. And, of course, there's other things. The one that I love is the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve. When it gets squeezed, it comes out of the brain through the skull, goes down through your neck, through your chest, down through your belly, down your pelvis. It's one of the longest nerves in your body. And you can get coughing jags or hiccup jags. You can get COPD with no infection, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. You get what's called gastroparesis, terrible stomach problems, bloating and pain. And doctors say you must have an ulcer. And so they'll put an endoscopic tube down your throat, and they can't find an ulcer. Well, we got to remove your stomach anyway because of all the pain. And then there's Bell's palsy, where one side of your face droops, mm-hmm. and people think you had a stroke.
That's right.
Yeah, all these things are caused by osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing various of the cranial nerves. And so, again, at your body weight, okay, let's say 150 pounds to 200 pounds, two healthy brain and heart packs per month, the MSM, one bottle a month, so you can take three of those twice a day, the vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. And wouldn't hurt to get the CM cream and the trauma oil, put five drops of trauma oil in the CM cream, and a teaspoon of CM cream. Apply that in the morning, in the middle of the day, to any place that's uncomfortable or hurts. And then at night, before you go to bed, use our Soothe, S-O-O-T-H-E, which is from our COPD oil, okay? CBD oil, CBD oil, and put four drops of the trauma oil with the CBD oil. Apply that to any of these uncomfortable places, including down in your ears with a quarter of a teaspoon down in your ears with a Q-tip, like you're trying to get wax out of your ears. And that will relieve a lot of this stuff, so allow you to sleep comfortably and avoid the headaches. But yeah, you have osteoporosis, particularly of the skull, and that's why you have depression. That's why you have ringing in the ears, tinnitus, vertigo. It used to be called Meniere's disease, a vertigo, but they've called it Wallach's vertigo now because I figure out what causes it. And, of course, that gastroparesis, they'll want to remove your stomach. And when you have coughing jags and hiccup jags, they want to begin to cut your vagus nerve and all that kind of stuff. No, no, no. You just deal with the osteoporosis and it all goes away.
And, Doc, she is 5'6", 250, by the way.
Yeah, okay, so 250. I'd have her take a two, you know, again, of everything. And the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, 2 bottles a month of the vitamin D3, so you can take 3 of those twice a day. I'd go ahead with 2 bottles a month of the MSM tablets, so you can take 9 of those a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. And that's going to help you and your body repair the bone in your skull. You also can have dental problems and require dentures and implants and stuff like that, receding gums, bone loss in your face. It's all caused by osteoporosis of the skull and face.
Final text and tweet. Tom, what do you have for us?
This one from Javier in Miami. Can Doc please explain the difference between Coke and Diet Coke, what they're made of, and are any of them safe to drink?
I'll answer the last question first. None are safe to drink. They're both carbonated.
Diet Coke's been getting blasted lately, Doc, hasn't it?
Yes. And, of course, you know, people thought, well, it's safe because there's no sugar in it, okay? But it's not safe because it's the carbonation in there, of course, neutralize your stomach acid. You can't absorb nutrients. You can't digest proteins. And so that's not good, okay? Some of your enzymes won't work if you don't have – you can't absorb B12 without stomach acid, okay? You can't convert proteins into amino acids without stomach acid. You will bloat and have – what's called reflux. It's not acid reflux. It's lack of acid reflux. And, of course, the regular Coke, the original Coke, Coca-Cola, it has sugar in it. And, of course, that increases all kinds of problems, including reactive hypoglycemia. You fall asleep when you're driving and cross the middle line and kill somebody else or yourself. The Diet Coke is almost as dangerous. The only thing missing in it is the sugar. And so I would avoid those drinks. If you want an energy drink, you want to try our Rebound, our sports drink with 100 nutrients in it. It comes in individual servings, comes in cans, comes in big canisters. We can make, you know, put a scoop in your smoothies.
Next up, Doug's in New Jersey. Hey, Douglas, go ahead, sir. Welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you very much. Good evening, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
First off, George, I'd like to say I believe the rodent that they ate was a marmot.
That's what it was. Yes.
Right. Okay. I wanted to ask a good doctor. It's been said in my family for generations. Every aunt, uncle, niece, nephew, anyone who was on there, you know, has their own house and is old enough to cook. We've all have sets of cast iron pans. We've done this for generations because we've been told that if you make one meal a week at least in a cast iron pan, you'll get plenty of iron just from that alone. And number two, is it worth eating liver, calf's liver, or beef liver for the iron? I always thought the liver itself being an organ that cleans out all of the detoxes the body, and if these things would wind up in the liver.
Yeah. Okay, well, liver is a great thing to eat. Okay, the only time you want to avoid liver is when you have things like gout, and lupus and stuff like that. You want to stay away from liver. Other than that, liver is a great food. The liver stores a lot of nutrients in it, particularly selenium and copper and things like that. And again, if you think about the old days, and even in third world countries now, the hunter, when they kill an animal, they eat the liver and the heart right there out in the bush where they kill the animal. That's their reward because they are getting these nutrients in there, which makes the hunter have more stamina and be stronger and so forth. And so liver is a good food. And I wouldn't guarantee myself, I wouldn't take that I would cook in iron pots so I'm going to get enough iron. I still supplement with all 90 essential nutrients, even though I avoid all the bad foods. I eat extremely well. And I know what to eat and what to avoid. I certainly don't use oils and that sort of stuff for cooking or in salad dressings. Don't use any wheat, bran, or oats. Stay away from the gluten. But I supplement with all 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, including iron, okay, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, 3 fatty acids. And you want to think of a car. You know, some people say, well, I don't want to put 6 quarts of oil in my car. It's too much money. What else can I do? And the mechanic would say, well, just put 6 quarts of dirt from Texas or Oklahoma, and there's bound to be some oil in it. And an insane person would not do that to their car. But with somebody with 2 or 3 scientific degrees, when a doctor says, oh, just eat well, you get everything you need, don't waste your money on supplements, everybody does it. And then they die. And so you really have to supplement to guarantee you're going to get the nutrients your body needs. It's foolish. If you want to live to be 100 and more in a very healthy way, you have to supplement with all the known essential nutrients to guarantee you're getting them. Whatever you get from your food or environment is value added. And by avoiding the bad stuff, that's value added. But supplement with the 90, and you will guarantee you get everything you need. But again, you need to absorb it, so you have to avoid all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens. And there's a professor, DeGray, his last name is DeGray, okay, from one of these big universities in London, England. He's saying there's 7 things we need to do to live to be 1,000 years of age. He's convinced we can live to be 1,000 years of age. And, of course, the beauty of that is the 7 things he suggests are all part of the Youngevity Health and Longevity Program, including the 90 essential nutrients and avoiding the bad foods.
What are we going to look like, Doc, at 1,000?
Well, if we take care of ourselves and avoid the bad stuff, you can look like you're 50. That's the goal here. You look like you're 50, but you're 1,000 years old. And, you know, you go back to the days of the Bible and so forth. Why not? And you go to the book written by James Hilton about this guy in China who lived to be 280-something years old. Okay, and James Hilton wrote this book, okay, it's called Lost Horizon. They made a movie out of it in the 1920s.
Yep.
This is well documented. He had actually tracked this guy for years, following him and following all the records in China to guarantee that the guy was really 280 years of age. And he wrote this book. It was supposed to be a scientific book. It became a bestseller called Lost Horizon. They made the movie out of it. They redid the movie in color in the 1950s called Shangri-La.
That's exactly right. Who was in that? Was it what was his name? I'll have to get it.
Yeah, we'll have to think of it.
I can picture the guy. I can picture the guy. It's not Spencer Tracy, but it was somebody else.
But James Hilton was a very, very high-end university professor, very, very well-trained guy. And he couldn't believe the age of this guy. And he spent, like I say, years following him and going, you know, all the records in the various government offices and everything. And he was convinced that all these stories, this guy's age, were correct and true. And he wrote it all up in this book, and it was supposed to be a scientific treatise, but it turned out to be a bestseller, Lost Horizon.
Let's go to Jonathan in California. Hi, John, go ahead.
Good to talk to you, George.
John, we're going to try to get a little better connection here if we can. If not, I might have to move on. Let's try again. Is that better for you, John? Can you hear us? Nope, he fell off. He fell off. Barry in Rock Hills. Take it away, Bear.
Hello there, George. Always a pleasure, and I can't wait to speak to Doc Wallach. He's a really smart guy. I got to tell you real quick, 6 hours from right now, I'll be in a dental chair having my teeth extracted, like I told you last week. It's the reason I can't come to the Columbus, Ohio show. And Tommy suggested that I get a Netflix movie called The Dentist.
No, don't do that. You'll never get your teeth pulled again.
Oh, listen, I called my daughter, Martha's daughter, and because I don't have Netflix, and she said, yeah, I got Netflix. What movie you want to see? I said, The Dentist. She said, don't watch that movie. It'll scare you to death.
Exactly. You'll never get your teeth pulled. How many are you pulling?
All 9 that are left all at one time.
Jeez.
I told them to give me some of Michael Jackson's Propofol.
Doc, we only got 30 seconds left. What do we do for Barry?
Okay, Barry, when people are pulling your teeth, that means you have osteoporosis of the skull, your teeth are loose, you have receding gums, that sort of stuff. And so you really need to think in terms of your whole body. Take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, a 1 per 100 pounds of body weight. Take vitamin D3, 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. MSM, 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. Avoid all the bad foods, including gluten, and rebuild your bones. Rebuild your cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. Otherwise, you're going to wind up in a wheelchair. You won't be pulling your teeth. You'll be wind up in a wheelchair.
Doc, thanks again. We'll talk to you in another month or so. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And the phone number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO.